Welcome to Your Theories About Lost, the podcast strictly devoted to your theories. If you would like your theory heard, send it to theory@yourtheories.com. Visit our message board at yourtheories.com or call our voicemail at area code 630-559-1452. Just a warning, this podcast may contain spoilers. Your theory is about it all. Jennifer, 1979, writes, "We have been led to believe that the EM field is responsible for curing some of the castaways. We also now know that the EM field was linked to the hatch that was destroyed in the season finale. Being that this hatch was the closest to where the castaways live and spend most of their time, I believe that the castaways were receiving their EM radiate, for lack of a better term, from the hatch. If this is the case, now that the hatch has been destroyed, it's possible that the castaways that were cured may not be any longer. Locke, if alive, may not be able to walk anymore. Rose's cancer may return. Sun may suffer a miscarriage due to the fact that Jin's sperm is no longer healthy or may not even exist any longer. I think that's everybody who has been affected by the EM field that has been revealed."
Your theories about Dharma. I'm Luke. My username is LucasLost. If you'd like to take a look at my podcast, go to lost-television.co.uk. If you subscribe to the Lost Podcasting Network, you'll be receiving my podcast anyway. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is luke@yourtheories.com. Now let's get you the theories. Welch1330 writes, "Here's another acronym meaning. Definitive Human Applied Reaction Monitoring Agency." Again, here's another acronym meaning by WASU, the Groot Hanso Association for Research and Mathematical Advancement. Your theories about the others. Here's Mrs. B writes, "It strikes me as odd that the children were walking along so quietly in the woods that day Jin and Echo saw them. Children don't normally walk in such a straight line so quietly. They run, they argue, they laugh and play, they whine. However, these two children were walking in a single file line. The small child with the teddy bear was at the back. Maybe this was a camera trick, and someone was actually holding a weapon against the children. However, I do not really think so. Goodwin, Miss Clue, Tom, and the rest of the others really don't seem to be that brutally threatening. They're almost back in the days of flower children. Goodwin was in the Peace Corps, remember? They're also well-educated. They are medically trained people, and all seem very intelligent. They might have no qualms about hurting someone in a sterile hospital, or setting or sacrificing one for the betterment of many, but holding a gun on children, I don't think so. Maybe the children were drugged or just in emotional shock, or maybe they really are in a better environment than they were before. Maybe they are better off than they were. Do you remember on the other 48 days, the children told Nana Lucia that they were on their way to Los Angeles, where they were going to meet their mother? Does anyone have any idea who their mother might be? Do you think that they are planning on meeting her in Los Angeles, as is the plan for the mother to pick them up, or do you think that they were meeting with their mother for the first time, like the adoption lady? Could they be Christian's children, and the Australian woman is sending them back to the States with their mum, or to attend their father's funeral? That is one mystery I hope that the writers don't forget about." In response, Christopher writes, "I was wondering if they were Jack's siblings from his father's affair, and the mother had flown to Los Angeles to go to his funeral. But then it doesn't really make much sense why the children wouldn't just go back with her in the first place." In response again, it's Mrs. B writes, "Maybe the children were not living with their mother, whether for safety reasons or because the mother is inaccessible to take care of them. If the mother lived in America and they lived with a relative in Australia, then it makes sense. And then again, the children might not be going to the funeral. Maybe the mother just felt it was safe for them to come home since Christian was dead. Or maybe the opposite. Perhaps the mother didn't know Christian was dead, but her sister or whomever she had sent her children to live with told her he was in Australia trying to get the children. Thus, the mother sent for the children to come back to America to get away from Christian. He was drunk, yes, and drunks can be violent, but we have seen no evidence of Christian being a violent drunk that I can remember. For whatever reason, I find it strange that anyone would send two young children all the way from Australia to Los Angeles without a grown-up. It's not exactly a short flight. Plus, there are customs and everything else that the children would have to deal with. Not great parenting." It's Mrs. B writes, "Did anyone watch the rerun last night of Adrift? Walt's mother's lawyer questioned Michael with the same questions and attitude as Miss Clue. Do you think they could be parallel personalities? Or do you think they're Miss Clooney Warp from before the island? In response, Luke is lost, right? I was thinking that too when I watched 3 minutes. I think they could be the same person.
Your theories about the island. In response to Lost in Lost's question about whether the smoke monster might be a shapeshifter that assumes the shape of what people fear, it's Mrs. B responded, I definitely think that the monster is a shapeshifter. In my opinion, though, it doesn't seek to become what a person fears. I think that it basically serves three purposes. One, it feeds information to our lostaways about what their pasts are and what they're supposed to remember. It makes sure that their basic needs are met, like food and shelter, and it looks for signs of mental or emotional instability and any physical health problems. Two, it checks to see how well the information that it feeds the test subjects is remembered and integrated into the personality, and reports back to whomever is running the tests, i.e. Dharma, the Hanso Foundation, or some other group or civilization. It also monitors the activities of the test subjects and the group interactions. It checks for any threat that the testers might be recognized or an awareness that they are even being tested. It also looks for results in the reactions of the test subjects to whatever test they are being exposed to. And three, it is used as a security system weapon to keep the island safe, the experiment safe, and the testers safe. In order to do this, the monster, quote-unquote, needs to be able to freely move around the island, and it needs to be either trusted or just part of the normal background that fades away and that none would ever seek to question. Thus, it will change its form to whatever would produce the most effective results in any given situation. I think that the smoky aspect of the monster is for feeding information. It definitely gets the attention of anyone that it wants. Because in this form it is largely air, it can even enter the body and the cells of people that it needs to. I believe that smoky may also be the destructive part of the monster that is used as a weapon to keep the island and the tester safe. However, attacking animals are also used to serve this purpose. I guess it just depends on those all-inclusive 3 W's, who, what, and why. In order to keep track of what the losties are doing and how things are faring within the group, a friendly animal like Vincent would fit in perfectly. And so would the insides of the computer system and the reels that are constantly running serve as part of the background. I think that when it assumes the shape of animals from any of the test subjects past, quote-unquote, it is to see how well the programming is sticking, and also because of any emotional involvement, to reinforce certain ideas that the testers might want reinforced. Thank you all very much. Good night and namaste.
Your theories about the characters. Welch 1330 writes, I believe Jin may have been working with Locke's father in a deal to con Jin's father-in-law out of some money. I think that's where the money's from that Locke's father had and gave some to Locke. Jin may have killed the two guys that were after Locke's father, or may have killed Locke's father for the rest of the money, and Locke was shot in the process, which would explain why he was crippled. I also believe the watch that Jim wanted so badly from Michael in Season 1 may have contained a locker combination to where the money is. All you Lost fanatics out there, I'd like to introduce the Mega Theory Contest. If you have an incredibly detailed theory of what Lost is about, go to the YourTheories.com message board. Under the Your Theories About It All section, you will find the Mega Theory category. Click on it and post your theory. Each Mega Theory posted will be featured in a bi-weekly podcast. The Tuesday podcast will still consist of theories posted on other sections of the message board. However, there will be a second podcast released every Friday or Saturday, devoted solely to Mega Theories. Entries will be taken from now until the beginning of September, after which you may vote on your favorite Mega Theory on the YourTheories.com website. The winner will be announced the Tuesday before the Season 3 premiere. The prize will be announced on a near future podcast. Now start racking your brains and get posting. Thank you for listening to Your Theories About Lost. Once again, if you would like your theory heard on this podcast, email your theory to theory@yourtheories.com. Visit our message board at yourtheories.com. Or call our voicemail at area code 630-559-1452.